James from survivalpunk.com. Good chilly morning. It is 39 degrees. I think at some point I should probably say the date, but often I don't do it because I record these sometimes way out of order, so it doesn't make sense. Like, you're not, if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, this episode you will not hear it on this day. If you're on Patreon, you will hear it on this day. Otherwise, you will not hear it on this day. So that's why I don't really do that. Generally, I record an episode every day while on the way to work. You know this. Yesterday, I recorded an episode sitting in the car in the driveway so I can read prompts, because it was a difficult topic. Otherwise, I don't. And oh my God. Yesterday, when I was editing yesterday's podcast that went out yesterday, I went through and I started to remove the ums. I got like 5 minutes in and I'm like, nope, too much work. So sorry for that. There are a lot of ums. I'm continuing to work on stopping that. Today we're going to talk about OPSEC. I might have to rework the, if you're on Patreon, you get this episode, the show notes for it might not match the actual show notes. We'll have more time to edit and work on them on the blog. I might change some. ChatGPT's ideas for OPSEC kind of differ from mine, so I'm going to have to go in and fix some things. I think we should be taking like a... Obviously, I can't say anything about OPSEC in that I'm a public figure. If you remotely look me up, you can see that I'm a prepper. I have a podcast on it. I have a website that's been around since like 2012. Pretty damned obvious I'm a prepper. So if you're in that field, you're limited, right? You can't, there's nothing you can do. I do think there is a time and a place for OPSEC. There are definitely people that I have no intention of telling I'm a prepper. And in my daily life, if they're not investigating, they won't ever see, right? Like, you don't have to walk around with a shirt saying, hey, definitely a prepper here. And most people won't investigate. So I've read a survival fiction book at one point where maybe they went door to door taking stuff, or they, it's probably a recurring thing. It's happened in a lot of books. Where they did that, and two, where neighbors will turn on neighbors. So that's one level of OPSEC survival fiction that brings up, where if your neighbors don't know, is that guy woodworking at 3 a.m? Good job, buddy. Maybe he's been up all night and still working. But anyway, ba-dum-ba-dum. Let's go through it. So if you are not a public figure, I do think there's some level of OPSEC that you should be employing in your daily life. The gray man philosophy. Not everyone should know you're a prepper, and that's a good thing. It's like, if you ever buy that concealed carry vest, everybody will know you're a prep. You are carrying, not you're a prepper. There's definitely a divergence there. Not everyone in the gun shooting community is a prepper. And not every prepper is a shooter. I think there could be more overlay there, but whatever. So, let's talk about being a gray man. We haven't covered this topic in a little while. We've talked about situational awareness. We haven't talked about OPSEC and being a gray man in a long time, maybe. And it's one of those things, right? if you get really on board something, you can take it to a massive extreme. Or I think the middle ground is usually the better place for it. So I'm gonna explain something, then I'm gonna tell a story, okay? So being a gray man, you can definitely wear like nondescript clothing. Try to be as bland as possible. This is the basic premise of being a gray man. So that people will see you and think, oh, you're just a generic person and there's a million of you. I must do this fucking great, because a lot of times people will think they recognize me. They'll be like, hey, John. And I'm like, no, wrong guy. They're like, oh, I thought you were this guy. No, wrong guy. I do have a disability where I forget people's faces. I joke, it's not a real disability, but I am terrible with faces and names. I sacrifice like that part of my brain to remember other random trivia knowledge. But if a lot of these cases are legitimate, they really think I'm somebody else, and I'm not. So either I'm really good at gray man OPSEC, or I'm really bad because everybody notices me and thinks I'm somebody else when their eyes should be just kind of roaming over me, right? Kind of like, you know, gray colors, not gray colors, but like bland colors. If you're wearing like bright red and yellow, like fucking Ronald McDonald, you stick out, right? People will notice you. If you go too far and trying to look the script, people will also kind of notice you. Like if you look like a celebrity hiding, or obviously an FBI agent, people are like, hey, black baseball cap, like that guy's probably trying to hide his appearance. But there's definitely like, just if you're just wearing like jeans, shoes, and a t-shirt, just a plain colored t-shirt, no one notices you. You're just some guy. Like I said, there is kind of a too far you can take it, right? Like, are you happy? Like, are you happy not expressing your, like, you know, I wear grunt style shirts, which could set you off as a person that is in that tribe. You know, obviously no leftists are wearing grunt style shirts. However, and this is another nuance of OPSEC, you have to account for where you're at, right? Here in my area of the South, there are so many grunt style shirts, it almost becomes background noise. So you wearing that becomes another level of OPSEC that no one notices you because everybody is wearing them. Obviously, anyone in the lefty point of view will probably be like, oh, there's another grunt style guy. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, however you want to go. My story was, so when I was like 18 or something, right, I was looking at other religions, right? And maybe one day I'll do a members only episode on my religion transformation if you're interested in that. Not really valid to the show though. And we already talked about politics. Let's try to downplay religion a little bit. So anyway, when I was like 18, I was looking at other religions and I read about Zen Buddhism. Zen Buddhism made a lot of sense. I like Zen Buddhism. There are definitely some mental aspects of Zen Buddhism that you can take non-religiously and use. However, there is, so to move along the path of Zen Buddhism, there's a level of disconnect that you have to achieve that in my mind, I was like, that's too far. I don't want to be disconnected like that. I'm having trouble. What was it? It was, you just basically become emotionless. Like you just accept everything. Like everything just is. And that is, like, I still carry some of this, and maybe it infuriates my wife, Because I'm just gonna take and deal with anything. But like, there is a lack of passion and a lack of like caring about things, because the lessons that you learn from everything aren't like lessons in this and this and this. It just is. Life just happens. You have an impact on things for sure, but the things that happened have happened, and they just, anyway, to achieve nirvana, you have to basically let go of your emotional connection with the world, and that doesn't sound fun to me. So that was a dead end for me. Same thing with OPSEC, right? Like, I feel like you can try to be the most OPSEC person in the world, and you will be isolated, alone, and sad. Whereas you can go the other route and be the most vocal person in the world, and there is a target, there is a possibility, right? I think I heard one time that like this is all hearsay, right? This is internet bullshit. Take it with two grains of salt. It's so shady, right? The FBI did have a list of preppers that they're doing internal memos as possible domestic terrorists. I doubt that I ever made it to the FBI list, but like, Jack Spirico was definitely on an FBI list for something. There's no way that motherfucker wasn't, right? So, and I'm sure John Willis is on a list, right? Definitely on a list. Anyway. Although now the FBI, anyway, gray man. You can try to go out of the, and also it applies to post too, right? Like, I don't have an old Facebook anymore, which is good, because if you look at people's old Facebook posts, there was a period of history where people just posted dumb shit. I feel like now we've gotten over that. I basically post family pictures and shows on Facebook, and that's it. I rarely share anything. I don't do anything on it. Like, people were vague posting and stuff. It was so stupid. You look at some people's Facebooks and they're still drama-filled bullshit. And that's stupid. Don't do that. But let's go ahead and move on to digital OPSEC, right? Let's cover that. The part that I disagree with in the show notes that I'm going to edit, that you, the blog listener, might never see. And you know what? I haven't had a comment on the blog in a long time. If you're listening, go over to surroundpunk.com and just leave a comment and let me know you're there. And if you can't leave a comment, if there's an issue getting there, send me an email, jadesurroundpunk.com. I don't think I say that enough. You can always contact me, jadesurroundpunk.com. So the rough draft of the show notes was like, don't join prepper groups, don't do this. I really feel like, let's hold off on digital OPSEC for just a second to cover something else. There is a fine line balance between building a community, which is vital and important to survival, and OPSEC. There are pros and cons, right? You will absolutely need your community in the shit hit the fan to survive. You are not going to lone wolf it. There is a 100% likelihood that in your community there is a piece of shit. At least one. Just remembering 299 days and their local meth heads that were doing some sick shit. Anyway, you can't trust those pieces of shit, and they will do shady shit. And there's a balance, right? I lean in favor that community is more important than OPSEC, but OPSEC does play a role. So everybody and their mama doesn't need to know you're a prepper. because invariably they will say stupid shit like, oh, if the collapse happens, I'm gonna come to your house. No, you ain't, motherfucker. I don't know you, Karen, and you ain't coming to my house. There's that. But there are gentle ways to broach your community. And I feel like my neighborhood needs to have like a block party so we can all get together. You live in the country though, and your neighbors are like, you can't just walk up and down the street anyway. There's some things in my broader local community that I could be doing. There's always, I go back and forth. Like, I'm not an extrovert. I'm not an introvert. There's some sort of like middle ground that like sometimes I can be extroverted, sometimes I can be introverted. I definitely can anyway. You can gently talk to things, and I've talked to people before, right? And there comes a time in the conversation where you either realize they are a prepper, and you're like, "Oh, thank God, I'm a prepper too." Secret code handshake, like let's get rid of pretenses now, right? Or you get to a point where you can feel that they're on like that cusp, right? Where they're like they're starting to question things, and you can't force them, but if you gently help them without one revealing you're a prepper, but you know, like you're like they're like, oh yeah, things are getting bad. I'm like, yeah, things are getting bad. Yeah, it's rough. And you can kinda ask questions to make them think in the lines of being able to get there themselves. If you try to drag them, you'll scare them away like a scared horse. Or if you're trying to get a cat to come eat food, right? You can't be like, go over here and eat this food, you dumb cat. But you can, you ask questions, you know, like, well, what would you do? Your power went out. What would you do? If you were locked down and you couldn't go to the grocery store for a few days, like, do you have food? Those kind of probing questions, right? Like, where they have to think for the answers, not like, hey, if you can't go to the store, you need to have food stored. Whoa, motherfucker, don't tell me how to live my life, and then it's done. So, you can talk to your neighbors and ask questions and get them on board without telling them you're a prepper. And then, you know, like 6 months later, they're like, oh, yeah, man, talking to you, I started prepping a bunch of food. Like, I have some survival gear. It's awesome. And you're like, yeah, me too, buddy. And then you can like feed out information. So let's cover digital OPSEC real quick before we do the housekeeping and wrap up. I disagree with the show notes that says don't join prepper groups. I'm sorry. I know it's my show notes, but I'm going to edit them. I feel like the benefits outweigh the negatives. If the collapse happens, are people really going to be going through Facebook and going, John Smith in Ohio was in a prepper group, let's get him? Really? I just don't think so, right? And if you've done the other things we talk about, when they show up to your house, John Smith in Ohio, you and your community that you've talked to and you've prepped together as a community are going to be like, get the fuck out of here, buddy. So problem solved. That way your neighbors aren't sketching you out, aren't ratting you out, and you're a tight-knit community. So I probably wouldn't go on my Facebook and make posts going, I just bought a whole pallet of MREs. But I'm gonna like be reading questions in prepper groups and answering. I'm in a bunch of prepper groups. I don't know, at one point in my past, I was doing the shitty thing where I'd go in there and I would paste my link to like five groups, and nobody ever looks at those things. Nobody. Nobody cares. Maybe my traffic was a bit higher. But for the most part, I wasn't picking up valued, detailed listeners. There, I could probably still do more social media, but when I see people who I know for a fact own websites and they're in there just spamming their content, I don't click it. They're just jerks. The method that I utilize, and I need to utilize it harder, is to just go into those groups and you answer questions and you comment and you ask questions and you engage, and people will be like, hey, this James guy is pretty smart. Let me click on his profile. Hey, he shared an episode to a podcast. Is that his podcast? Let me listen to this shit because I enjoy his answers to shit. That's the better way. You just post shit. People just, oh my God. One time I shared an article I wrote, a podcast, on how the tips that I use to lose 100 pounds. And people went off on me. They were like, you in here selling your shit? It's a free podcast, you dumb fuck. It's free. I'm sharing my advice. You don't like it? Don't listen. Go fuck yourself. And I'm just like, whatever. Like, you're a dumb fuck. So, join your groups. Build your community. Just don't go blasting all over Facebook that you're a huge prepper, right? Keep your normal page for your normal stuff and join your groups, and you know, you take your risk. But anyway, with that, if you enjoyed this episode, do consider joining the Survival Punk Army, which you can do for as low as $5 a month or as much as $50 per year. And with that, your main benefit is you get exclusive discount to vendors, ebooks, and convenient download zip files. I actually have a discount to a company that makes patches for energy. And I should probably share, put that in there, and put a link on the website. So I got a discount for that. Next, you can join our Patreon for as low as $1 a month. You can go join for $1 a month, which is pocket change, and you don't even know you have it. Or as much as $5 a month, where your benefit is you get the episode earlier than everybody else. Generally one day. Next, you can go to survivalpunk.com, click on any of the episodes. There'll be an Amazon item of the day. If you buy that item or you click that link and buy anything you want, I make a few pennies. You don't have to pay anything extra, and everybody is happy. Lastly, do consider sharing the episode wherever you're hanging out online. And that helps support the show. And with that, this has been James from StrongPunk.com. DIY to survive. Use guys. Economic fall is so far.